I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Always paying attention. That goal, that baby, will not survive without you paying attention because, again, any sudden movement could put it in a dangerous position. It is not big enough or strong enough to defend itself, so it is your job to defend it.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You are now rocking with the best. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, use those personal initiative, the energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, we're talking about dreams today. Your dream, your goal, your definite chief aim, the objective you wish to achieve in life is your baby. It is your child. If you don't have kids, then your dream is your kid. It is literally your baby that you need to care for. If you do have kids, now you got another one. All right, your goal is your baby, is another baby that you got to take care of. If you just had a baby, now you got two babies. If you just had two, now you got three. If you got some grown kids, now you're taking care of a baby. They got a little brother or a little sister. Your dream is a baby. Have you ever cared for an actual baby, or I mean a real life human being? If you have, then you will recognize a lot of what I'm going to say today when it came to caring for your child or your little brother or sister or whatever the case may be, your daycare business, whatever you're doing. You need to care for your dream the exact same way that you would care for your baby. And as you listen in to what I'm going to say today, you'll understand exactly what I mean and why I'm saying it. If you have never had kids, never cared for a kid in your life, now you do have kids and you will care for kids. As long as you have goals, you're going to have a child. I'm going to tell you exactly why right here. Point number one, your dream, your goal, same way that your baby would, is depending on you for everything. When you have a child, any of you who have had a child or you've taken care of a young child, of a sibling or a daycare or work, whatever you were doing, that child is depending on you for everything. Food, clothing, shelter. That kid can't go outside and come back inside by itself. It can't even crawl, can't even walk or talk yet. Kid can't feed itself if it wants something to eat. That wouldn't know where to go, how to get it, or how to even get the food into its body. Clothing. Needs something to keep it warm or keep it cool or cover it up from the rain, the dust and the dirt outside. Food, clothing, shelter. You are 100% responsible for making sure that baby gets all of it. And it's the same thing with your goal. You got to defend and protect your goal. That's what food, clothing, and shelter do, right? They defend and protect the baby. The food and shelter protect the baby from whatever's happening outside, the outside elements. And the food is nourishing it, is helping it grow, helping it get bigger and stronger and health and hopefully keep it healthy. You got to do the exact same thing with your goals in life. You got to defend that goal. There are people who will attack it. There are situations and circumstances that may cause you to think that there's something wrong with your goal or may cause you to think that there's something wrong with you. That maybe the goal is perfect, but maybe there's something wrong with you as an individual, which is the reason why you're not getting to it. You must be willing and able and ready to defend your goal from those nasty thoughts, those nasty people, those nasty situations that could bring those nasty thoughts into you, or those nasty people who could try to implant those nasty thoughts into your mind. When you have a child, you're responsible 100% for everything that that child needs. That child wakes up crying in the middle of the night, just like you could wake up in the middle of the night wondering, in a cold sweat, wondering, are you going to be able to reach your dream? You got to tend to whatever that baby is crying about. Whatever that baby's crying about, if you need to change a diaper, if it just needs to be held, if you just need to be in the room with the baby so it stops crying, you need to feed it. Whatever the situation is, it's fully your responsibility. There's no one else who's going to get up and take care of that baby in the middle of the night. It's 100% yours. And since you decided to have a baby, that's your responsibility. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. And it's the same for you with a dream. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you that when you have a dream and something happens and you're kind of questioning, am I going to really be able to make this dream work? And you got to care for and nourish that dream until it feels okay, until it goes back to sleep. That's your job. You decided to have a dream. Now take care of the dream. Don't have a dream if you ain't going to take care of a dream. All right. We can substitute in a child in that same situation. Point number two, today's topic is your dream is your baby. You cannot leave a baby when you have one. You can't leave it alone by itself, not even for a minute, maybe not even for a second. Why? Because it is not ready to care for itself. Something can happen to it. It could die. It could lose its life. Without your constant vigilance, something could happen to that baby and you would be responsible because you weren't paying attention. They would call that negligence, right? Because of your not paying attention, because of what you did not do, you are responsible for any injuries sustained or the death of that baby. And it's the same thing with your goals. Understand that that goal is not strong enough yet to stand on its own two feet. It's not strong enough to go to the corner store by itself and come back without you holding his hand. You must be the one to go to the store and you bring the baby with you. The baby is not going to the store by itself. You can't leave it alone for a second. You're not paying attention. You leave the baby laying on the counter because you think it's not going to move too much. And then you go to the bathroom. You come back. The baby's laying on the floor with a puddle of blood under it. That's not a good thing. It's the same thing you got to do with your goals. You can't leave it alone for a second. You can't, all right, I'm going to just forget about my goals for this week and I'm going to handle this thing. No, you got to remember that goal. Even if you can't always do something, even if you can't always make some big jump or some big gain or hit a home run that's getting you closer to reaching your goal, you got to be paying attention to it. You got to be vigilant, paying attention. Okay, this is my goal. What are some things that could help me get there? Who are some people who could help me? What is some knowledge that I need to acquire? What is some game that I need to soak up that could help me get to this outcome? You need to have your radar up looking for that at all times. That's what I mean by being vigilant, paying attention to everything that's going on with that goal, because you never know when you're going to come across something or someone that could help you get there. But you got to be paying attention. You got to have a radar up so that you're looking out for this thing. You got to have an antenna up so that you're looking for this stuff. Again, you don't know when you're going to come across it, but you got to be paying attention. You don't know when the baby's going to make a sudden movement that it could roll off of the counter and fall on the floor. But as long as you're paying attention, you'll catch it whenever that sudden movement happens. That's what I mean. Constant vigilance, always paying attention. That goal, that baby will not survive without you paying attention, because again, any sudden movement could put it in a dangerous position. It is not big enough or strong enough to defend itself. So it is your job to defend it. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want. I know it is. You need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three, today's topic is your dream is your baby. When you have a child, you're fully responsible for taking care of it. Number three, once you give birth to a baby, it's yours until it's mature enough to live on its own. That's how it works, right? You give birth to a child, all my parents who are listening to this show, once you give birth to a child, you're responsible for that child until that child is mature enough at whatever age that is. Could be 14, could be 16, could be 25. Until that child is mature enough and independent enough, self-sufficient enough to take care of him or herself without your involvement, where you can clean your hands of that situation and that child could go live its life on its own without you having to touch anything, at least hopefully. Maybe it gets to the point eventually where the child will take care of you. That's the way that it works. And those of you who are children, quote unquote, of a parent and you don't have any kids yourself, you want to get to that point where maybe you can take care of the parent. So then the parent doesn't have to worry about anything anymore. You can kind of return the favor that the parent extended to you when it gave birth to you, even though I know you didn't ask to be born. See, with you, with your goal, once you give birth to that goal, you're responsible for seeing that goal all the way through until its achievement, till it gets to the point where the goal is working for you. What do I mean by the goal working for you? Let's say you have a goal of you want to build a business and you want to make a very successful business. You want to get into a certain industry or field and have a really successful career there. You want to play a sport and get to the highest level of that sport. It is your job to pay full attention to everything that can help you advance in your career. Get that next promotion, get that next pay raise, get that corner office, connect with that person, that headhunter at the right company so you can move over there and just have a better job, a more challenging work situation. Those are things you got to pay attention to, right? That's taking care of your baby. You got to know what the goal is. You got to pay attention to the goal every day. Okay, well, here's my goal. What are some things that I can do? Here's some decisions that I need to make. I need to make decisions on these five items. What is the best decision in each one of these five items that gets me closer to the goal? That's the food, clothing, shelter, right? That's taking care of the goal. That's nourishing the goal. What are some ways that you may need to make some edits to your plan to get there? Maybe you find out once you start working your plan, okay, step three is not really going to work out because I got some new information that shows me that the way I have step three planned, that's not really possible given my position and given my situation. Let me make some edits to my plan. Let me alter my plan. Let me modify the plan here at step three. And oh yeah, step 25, there's something I got to change there because I got some new information that tells me I could do this a lot easier. I can maybe cut step 25 out completely and just go from point 24 to step number 26. I don't even need to do step 25 because now I have something in place that can help me with that. These are all things that you're doing when you're taking care of your kid. You're recognizing things. Oh, I don't have to do that. Oh, I do need to do this. I need to double up on this. Oh, this thing I never even thought about. Let me insert this somewhere into the plan. These are all things that you need to do in raising your child and raising your goal, taking care of it all the way through. What are some other things you do? You want to build a business. You want to get into a career. You want to move up to a certain position in your industry, in your job. You're number one, paying attention to where the opportunities are, right? Where are the opportunities for me to move up? You got to pay attention to the pitfalls. Make sure you're not falling into any booby traps, right? Any situation that could cost you your position, anything that could cost you your business, any bad business moves. You're not going to enter into any bad partnerships. You see your kid hanging with some kids that aren't very good kids. You see that those kids aren't going anywhere. They don't have the right kind of home training. They're not a good influence on your kid. You're going to do whatever you have to do, whether that's directly telling your kid, look, don't hang with those kids, whether it's you just doing some things indirectly to keep your kid away from those bad influences. Whatever you got to do, you're not going to put your kid in a school that you think is not going to teach the kid right. You're not going to put your kid in a school where they're going to be around the wrong influences or they don't have the right teachers or it's just not the right type of environment or is in a bad neighborhood. If you can control it, you're going to put the kid in a better school. Why? Because you know that's going to help the development of your child. It's the same thing with your goal. You're not going to have your goals around people who don't have goals themselves because it's like, this is not a good environment for my goal. Nobody else around here has any goals. Nobody else around here is trying to get anywhere. Why would I bring my goal around here? It's not going to make it better. It's not going to put it in a better situation. It's not good energy for my goal to be around. This would be a very bad decision for me to leave my goal here, or it'd be a bad end decision for me. Maybe that's just the default environment that your goal was born into. It would be not smart of you to leave it there because no decision is a decision in itself. So these are things that you would do with your children. Again, think of the things that you would do when you're raising a kid, if you have raised one, when you would raise a kid, if you're going to raise one, or how you were raised when you were a child. There were certain things that your parents or whoever took care of you, whoever raised you, looked at and said, okay, this is not a good thing. We don't want you eating that because it's not going to help your teeth. We don't want you hanging there because this is not a good environment. We don't want you around these people because they're not bringing positive influences. This would not be a good decision because it's not going to help my career when you're trying to move up into a certain position. This is not a good product for us to sell because it's not going to reflect well on the ethos of our business. What people have come to expect from us, we probably shouldn't offer this product right here. You know what? It would be a good decision for us to take care of this customer because this customer has been good to us for several years. We should probably just do this favor for this customer that we normally wouldn't do for some person who just walked in here for the first time. These are cultivating the right relationships. These are all the things that you would do for your business, you would do for your career, that you would do for an industry or a job that you want to get into. Is the same thing that you would do with your firstborn child. Look at your child. Think of your child if you've had one. Think of yourself if you have just been a child, but you haven't had a kid yourself. How did the people who raised you, the people who took care of you, the people who you look up to, whoever they were, it doesn't have to be a mom or a dad. It could be a grandma. It could be a cousin. It could be a coach. It could be a teacher. It could be anyone who's been a mentor to you. What are some of the things that they did for you or did to you or try to keep you away from with your best interests at mind? That they had your best interests at heart and they decided to let you know what? That's not a good thing. This is a good thing. I know you don't want to do this, but you should. I know you do want to do this thing, but you should not. What are they doing? They're raising you, right? They're giving you information, giving you knowledge, trying to keep you out of harm's way. The same thing that we do with our kids are the same things we need to do with our goals. And until that kid slash goal is mature enough and self-sufficient enough to stand on his own. What do I mean by that? When he can stand on his own, first of all, you can leave it alone. Now, what do I mean by that? Just extending this analogy. Now, with a person, we know this. Right? Your kid gets old enough. They say, all right, mom, dad, I'm going to move out of this house. I'm going to get myself my apartment. I'm going to get a car. I got myself a nice job. And they're off. They're off to go become a responsible adult, a contributing member of society. And maybe at some point, they can come take care of you, mom, dad, and return the favor for you taking care of them. But what about in your work life? What about you have a goal of moving up to a certain position in your profession? Once you get to that position, this is what happens. When you get to a certain position in your profession, the fact that you have achieved that position, that alone is going to speak for itself so much that now you have people coming to you who are trying to reach a goal. You have people coming to you who are like, damn, I want to get to where you got to. Can you give me some game? Can you give me some information? Can you give me some advice? Now you're going to be getting so many rewards that are disproportionate to the amount of effort that you had to put in. You're going to be getting disproportionate rewards once that goal has come to fruition, once that goal has come to maturity and is going to start paying you back. All the investment you put into that goal, we talked about the five forms of investment, episode 615, time, money, attention, energy, focus. All the investment that you put into making that goal happen, now the goal reached is going to start paying you back because now everybody's going to come to you and ask you, how'd you do it? If you're a parent and you raise upstanding children who become contributing members of society, somebody's going to come to you and say, wow, what did you do to raise this child to become such a great man or such a great woman? What did you do? Can you give me the information? Can you tell me? People are going to pay you now. They're going to pay you with their attention, their time, their focus, their energy, and their money. Is this true or is this not true? This is what happens when you raise kids the right way. You're going to get paid back for it. And when you raise your goals the right way, you're going to get paid back for it. But you got to make sure you follow the principles, the same ones you will follow for a kid that no one has to teach you. You got to follow them for your goals. I'm teaching you that here today, and I'm not even a parent. Let's recap today's topic, which is your dream is your baby. Number one, your baby is depending on you. Your goal is depending on you for everything, food, clothing, and shelter, meaning your defense of it and your protection of it and your nourishment of the goal. You are 100% responsible for it at all times. Number two, you can't leave your goal alone for even 1 second and not pay attention to it because it is not quite ready to take care of itself yet. If you are not vigilant and paying attention to everything going on with and around, upside, downside, above, below, to the left and to the right of that goal, something can happen to the goal and completely destroy it before you have a chance to raise it to maturity. And number three, once you have given birth to a goal, you are responsible for it until it becomes mature enough and self-sufficient enough to stand on its own. And when it can stand on its own, understand, when it can stand on its own, it's going to start paying you back. That is what you signed up for by giving birth. If you can give birth, then you can take care of what you gave birth to. Now go do your job as a parent. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. people like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.